The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very hip corner in Midtown Sacramento. Hi, it's the Nate Darling Show. It's Thanos, your announcer. Diana's still attempting to sell shoes and shit. So Diana Hong, normally a host, may be here later, may not. Fuck if we know. But Kareem Daniels is here, of course, and our newest co-host, Sam Platts. Sam Platts. It's fun to say when you say it like that, Sam Platts. Yeah, baby. Sam Platts. I'm Thanos. Here's the host of your show. The man whose name is on the door. Sort of. Here's Nate!
Thanks, Thanos. Let me turn everybody's mic on. Hi.
Hi.
Greetings.
Yeah, I know.
We're Thanos back. Slash Barry White.
Oh, no, it's not Barry White at all. How dare you besmirch the good name of Barry White? I love Barry White. You ever turn on Pandora to make love and turn on the Barry White channel?
No.
No, because there would be commercials. I don't pay for that shit.
That's it.
I don't either, and that's sometimes that's the fun.
They would play the first four songs. You
then you get the then you get a country jingle about a fucking auto parts store. Napa know how, and if you can keep her wet and yourself hard through the Napa know how, then you, sir, are an accomplished lover.
It's yeah. Truly an exercise.
It is truly.
All right, so coming up on the show today, we got some stuff from Rush Limbaugh. He's still talking.
Somebody cut out his tongue.
We're going to go a little bit more into detail about cat calls and what Michael Che had to say. And what else we got? Oh, yeah. Chelsea Handler's nipples. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
Because why not? She's not funny, but why not? So welcome back, gentlemen.
Good to be back.
The Friday show. Sam, how are you feeling?
I feel so good.
It's your second show as an official co-host.
It's exciting.
I know. Added you to the rest. I've got so much website updating to do. I'm just going to make a folder of all the past hosts and put them in that. I had individual pages. Like, it's getting too big because I'm such a dick to work with. I think that's it. We'll get all that up. I need pictures from both of you, by the way. And you can write your own bio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, fun.
All right.
If I bring it up on the show, I won't forget to bring it up. Oh, yeah, hold on.
Damn right.
That's hot.
I love the original movie Shaft with Richard Roundtree.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother's man?
All right, enough of that.
I want to watch it now.
So Diana not with us. We just called her, and she's still stuck selling shoes.
It's a hard knock life.
It is. It is. So Saturday, I was up at the Roseville Galleria picking up my iPad, and I was walking around with my friend Leslie, and I said, oh, maybe Diana's working. We should go in and check. And sure enough, there she was hustling around trying to sell shoes. It was kind of sad because everybody is buzzing around, and I don't really want to know when people are working on commission, because then I feel you feel
a little guilt.
Yeah, I mean, not for me, because she was working in the women's shoes side, and she's like, oh no, I can cross over to the men's shoes side. I'm like, I don't need shoes, so
don't waste your time.
I don't need shoes. But she was super stoked. Mm. She's like, it's just so nice to see a familiar face. Like, she came over and hugged me, which was really weird. At work.
I can relate. When you're at work, man, and someone you know comes, it brightens up your day.
It was, Leslie bought a pair of shoes from her.
Oh, so gracious.
So she made at least $1.50 that day or whatever. I don't know what the commission is.
It's better than she could have made picking cucumbers.
It is.
Right, Kareem?
That is true.
And it was a lot less work for that one moment of scanning something in. It's like, what's going on? What's good? What's going on? What are we doing with this? What's going on with that? What's going on with that? It's like... Yeah, Saturday, it's going to be crazy, too. I'm predicting by Christmas she's completely batshit crazy.
Mm. Guano crazy,
just,
is what you're saying.
Just from having to go into the Roseville Galleria every day and deal with that parking lot.
Oh, right.
And getting out of the parking lot, too, which is getting excuse me, getting in is one thing, getting out's another. It's like quicksand or Chinese finger cuffs or whatever. It's bad. So anyway, Diana may be joining us at the end of the show. She may not. I don't know. We'll find out. excuse me. So talked a little bit about on Wednesday's show about stuff. I had a very busy week. I did a lot of shit this past week, including Thursday. And I had not seen the movie Anaconda before. But I had not seen Anaconda before. But the guys who used to do Mystery Science Theater 3000 now have something called Riff Tracks that they do. And in addition to stuff that you can buy on their site, they do live performances in movie theaters on special occasions. And this time they were riffing on the movie Anaconda.
How perfect.
So instead of puppet shadows in front of the movie screen, it's three guys standing next. If you were in Durham, North Carolina, where they were for this show, you would look up to the screen and see the movie playing, and they would be standing next to the screen doing all their riffing.
That's absolutely okay. Brilliant.
And I've been to quite a few of these over the past year, and I absolutely love them. And there is no way I could have made it through Anaconda without them. It was just so bad. So bad. And they start out by prefacing, and it's so there was one Thursday, and then they had a redo on Tuesday. So it's not like you can go see it again, but they said, okay, just before we get started, just so you know this. John Voight seems like every suburban white guy doing an impression of Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Throughout the movie.
That's a very accurate.
Because without that, I don't know that I could have made it through the movie.
Yeah.
Without that little bit. And at one point, they're about, I'd say 20 minutes left in the movie, and they're on the boat on the river, and all of a sudden one of the guys yells out, "The waterfall's going backward! Look at it! The waterfall's going backward!" And sure enough, the waterfall was going fucking backwards.
I've seen that shit, dude. There's a part on some highway when you're driving, where is that? Near Placer somewhere. And it looks like the river's flowing upside down.
Yeah, but this was a film issue.
Yeah.
They just were reusing a shot.
That's brilliant.
And they ran it backwards, figuring nobody would notice. Because if there's one thing I know, it's that J-Lo is possibly the worst actress ever.
Mm-hmm.
This made Made in Manhattan look like a tour de force.
It's all about the booty.
Truly.
This was before she really felt in touch with the booty and put it all in the booty.
Right? No, that's... No. See, it was when white people fell in love with J-Lo way after we discovered the booty on Living Color.
Oh yeah, she was a fly girl.
Right. We caught that, and that's it.
I don't know. I don't really care for Jennifer Lopez. She's all right, but
she's not a booty man.
She can't sing, she can't act, but she's got the booty.
It's all about the booty.
Yeah. She's fine. There's nothing wrong with her.
Yeah, it's all about the booty.
There's nothing wrong with her. But I highly encourage, if you're into that, if you liked Mystery Science Theater 3000, Riff Tracks is hilarious. And let me call it. The next one is coming in December. I saw them do Godzilla this summer. And let's see what we got for live shows coming up. It is, they've still got Anaconda on here. They're doing a Santa Claus movie in December.
A Santa Claus movie?
I forget which one it was, but they...
The 80s one with the homeless boy in front of McDonald's? No. John Lithgow?
No, I don't think it's that one.
That was my favorite. I love that one.
They're doing Dutch?
Last year it was Santa Claus and the Martians. That was the first one I went to see. And it's all put on by this group called Phantom Events, Fathom Events. Sorry,
yeah.
That does live things. I did the that's where I saw the last Monty Python show from London and
sweet
in local movie theaters. Riff Track. It is Santa Claus. Riff Tracks Live Santa Claus, and that is coming up December 4th. So I will totally be going to see that. It's a live event in cinemas nationwide. So. check that out if you're into it. It's usually about like $12.50. So two people, $25 to see it.
Cool. Yeah.
And well worth it because of the prepared comedy. But I highly endorse those guys. And especially if you grew up and watched Mystery Science Theater 3000, I mean, this is that and elevated a little bit more just because they've got more experience, more reps doing it. It's just a fun evening.
So good.
All right. So
looking forward to that.
You should totally go see that one.
Hell yeah.
Santa Claus.
Get the crew out there.
So Chelsea Handler, who is no longer on the E! Channel, she apparently fulfilled her contractual obligation after getting her show because she slept with that guy. And she's on... I'm not lying! anyway, she is doing something while topless. And it's pretty standard for her. She's done a lot of, like, in the shower bits where they blur out her nipples. She does have a fantastic rack. I mean, she really does. So she's protesting Instagram. She posed topless on a horse, mimicking Vladimir Putin's famous shirtless bare-chested horse riding photo. Put it on Instagram, although she wore a helmet, so I call pussy. Because right. Putin was not wearing a helmet.
It's technically accurate, I believe.
Yeah. Saying anything a man can do, a woman has the right to do better.
With a helmet.
Can't be the same. Has to be better. No one wants equality. I want better.
Exactly.
Well, unfortunately for Handler's boobs, Instagram has a history of being anti-toplessness for women, and its policies once famously caused Rihanna to quit the site. Instagram does, however, allow guys to post shirtless selfies showing off their mad gains. That's according to this article. Angry that the world
I do that all the time.
Yes. You can show boobs, you just can't show nipples.
Right. Yeah. Here's
the one
another
thing we have in common.
By the way, Instagram, I will fully support you if you do not show Rick Ross's bare man tits.
Yeah, make it stop.
Angry that the world could not view her superior nipples, Handler posted the photo again, adding, "Taking this down is sexist. I have every right to show I have a better body than Putin." And she does.
I support that.
Instagram took the photo down again, citing a violation of the site's terms of use, a fact the Handler did not approve. If a man posts a photo of his nipples, it's okay, but not a woman. She posted later, "Are we in 1825? No, it's a private company, bitch. They can do what they want."
Exactly.
That's the true difference.
I got into an argument with somebody about that last week about this girl wearing two short shorts on the on an airline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
How short were these shorts?
Like, her cheeks were hanging out.
If she sat down, there were no shorts between her ass cheeks and the seat.
Okay. Yeah. A little poo residue left behind, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, this. Where do we stop? It was funny because then the two white people decided that they wanted to bring race into it. Like, where do we stop? Like, they're going to tell you that you can't fly because you're black? I'm like, no. They're going to tell you that it's not sanitary, one.
It's not sanitary.
And two, that's a standard. Like, there's a standard to almost everything. Like, put some fucking clothes on.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well, the new fashion is high-waisted short shorts. Yeah. It's back.
Right.
It looks stupid.
It's like it's swallowing their torso.
Yeah.
If you really want to highlight your wide hips, because it does not highlight your thin, thin waist. It highlights and it makes you look like... What it makes you look like is one of those punching bozo dolls.
Yeah.
You know, those inflatable bozos that push them over and they bounce back up.
I bought my brother a finger-sized one for his desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like. But that's the fashion now.
There's nothing to flatter you. They're not flattering at all.
No. No. Yeah. No. And again, Roseville Galleria. I mean, I go there to look at... Just look at the people. Just look at them.
Shit, you can't even... Like, I went to... high school football, and you look around, and it was like, fuck, your mom lets you come out of the house like that?
Yeah. Well, see, it's not cold enough here, and that's the problem. Yeah. If it were colder here, a little bit of sweat on the bottom that you would have from running around that you then put on the metal bleacher, and you would get a flagpole licking situation, and you would have frozen asses stuck to metal bleachers. But
your butt
here in Northern California, it is not cold enough for this to happen.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like, man, really? Your parents let you leave the house like that? What?
Yeah, well.
Put some clothes on.
You can't. But then
you're gonna walk down the streets of New York and get booty called.
You're a slut shaming.
Come on, girl.
By the way, in New York, perfectly legal for Chelsea Handler to walk around topless.
That's right.
Yes, you
I remember learning about that.
You can do anything you support want to do, but there's always consequences and repercussions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Ask yourself.
And the big thing, I'm fine with Chelsea Handler putting her bare breasts on wherever.
Right.
I'm happy to look at them because, you know, I'd rather do that than listen to her attempt to be funny.
Oh.
She's so bad, dude. Yeah. So bad. And Diana could sit here and argue with me, but she's not here.
Oh, don't. Selling shoes.
Yeah, what was it? She's got this deal with Netflix, and she releases her first special on Netflix, and it's the title of it is a pun, a terrible, terrible pun, and I forget exactly what it was. Hold on, let me look this up here real quick.
It's like you have the internet's.
Well, I got to type and talk at the same time. The
interwebs.
I'm not good at that. I can't do that.
So her Netflix show is
called... You can't
jerk
off and go from video to video.
Oh, it's called...
It's way too involved.
Kareem, get ready. Get ready. Hold your sides because they may burst. Uganda Be Kidding Me.
Oh, I've seen the shit.
And it's a mock-up of The Lion King where she's holding a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might have been almost, at least the visuals could have been funny, like 1996.
Nope. So it was outdated and hacky. And I found this on Jezebel. Normally, I don't care for Jezebel because it's a bunch of women complaining about men, but this is different. Headline, man's girlfriend can't stop quoting memes even during sex in funerals.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Exactly.
I want to hit that guy.
So Reddit user Need to Vent 446 took to Reddit's relationship page to discuss his strange problem, a girlfriend who speaks in memes even during coitus. Now, imagine that. It's just nothing but memes. There's a person out there that loves them so much she decorates her walls with them. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily.
I disagree. It's terribly wrong.
But there was nothing wrong with the fact that people once decorated their walls with Hanson posters either.
Yeah.
I once thought that youngest Hanson was a beautiful woman.
Well, the youngest Hanson was a 12-year-old girl.
Yes.
He was a preteen.
We shared our preteen years together.
So here's the post on Reddit. Chris has an obsession with memes. She has memes posted all over her wall and is very active on meme-based forums. I understand they make her laugh and that it's not too concerning, but she brings up memes all the time. And I mean all the time. Even when we first started talking and flirting, she'd bring up socially awkward penguin. At first it was cute, but then it got annoying fast when I realized she did it constantly. My girlfriend doesn't abstain from meme usage even when we're having sex. Whenever we spend this time together, she starts moaning dog memes like, such sex, wow.
Wow. Girl, come on, girl.
I think she's the dude in their relationship.
She is,
yeah. He's the woman in their relationship.
By the way, if she can catch her breath to say, such sex, wow, you're not doing it hard enough.
Exactly.
There's my tip to you.
That might be what she's trying to tell you.
It
might not be about the memes. It might be about what you're doing.
You know, if you bang her head on the headboard hard enough, she'll stop talking in memes. Says it really kills the moment for me. Like, really? Is that even close to appropriate? Maybe she wants to relieve the tension, but does she know when to draw the line? Even reading that over made me sick knowing that Chris is usually 100% serious about these things. Now, that's bad, but worse... I tried bringing up her inappropriate usage of memes after my father died.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And she literally sends me advice animal memes that say, don't be sad, but my dad just fucking died, so could you be more sensitive and not send me memes? I said that straight to her face yesterday, and she started crying, and I feel awkward. But it was just really irritating for me.
Oh, wow. They're not meant to be. This is...
No.
That's bad. These people are real people.
By the way, right after a close loved one dies, you do get to yell at people for doing stupid shit.
You have absolute freedom to do that.
And then you don't get to cry.
And if they cry,
continues.
Keep going. Make them cry harder.
Exactly.
Basically, every time I bring up her habit, guess what? She brings up memes. It's impossible to fight with her reasonably, and I'd hate to end our year-long relationship over something so...
Wait. You just said the magic words.
Yeah.
Which is always the same case. It is not possible to argue with them reasonably.
Right. Well, that's everyone.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's not how it works. Over something so trivial like this, and I need advice. Do I stick with her or not? The reaction to my dad's death was the final straw for me, and I've been ignoring her messages, text, which, yes, do contain memes.
Wow. Bro.
Let her go, no, man. Let
that shit go.
And so
I'll make a meme of this motherfucker.
So the article.
Let it go.
So the scroll down to the bottom of the Jezebel article, and they make a meme that says, it's the sad bear. It says, I don't think it's such a bad idea to break up with your girlfriend.
Not at all.
Yeah. If you're going to be that insensitive to somebody at that time, after their dad passes away, I'm sorry. And then when you get yelled at and you just keep doing it,
That's absolutely unacceptable behavior.
The only way that you can even continue with that is if she goes, okay, I will go to see a psychiatrist to figure out what the fuck is wrong with me.
I'll see a psychiatrist, take away the internet from me for 3 months.
I can't have internet?
Oh, fuck you. No bet would be over if she said that in retort. It would be over.
Well, I mean, first of all, she's a chick, so she doesn't need the internet to you know, masturbate like a guy. So it's not really that cruel.
No.
I mean, what's she going to do? Did not have to go on Pinterest for a while?
Yes.
Oh, no, I can't pin a recipe. That's right. I'm being horribly sexist, by the way.
Sorry. There's a lot of females who enjoy porn. Yeah. You better watch your tongue.
Exactly.
I realize I'm being sexist, and I just can't stop myself. Anyway. All right. So moving on.
Come home, and she might be rubbing one out.
Right. Look out. You never know.
It's true. You never know. It's true. Just taking a long bath.
What are you doing in there?
I'm shaving my legs. Swear to God.
Well, a Texas woman has already had
a better job than shit is cutting me up.
So a Texas woman who has already had 3 run-ins with police in the past month allegedly broke into her husband's friend's house last Monday and tried to perform fellatio upon him. That's according to police.
Is it just a stranger?
No, she has broken into her husband's best friend's house to blow him.
Okay.
Megan Holtling, who's 31, is charged with felony burglary with the intent of committing a sexual assault. That's according to the Williamson County Sheriff's Office. Police documents obtained by the Smoking Gun state that Holtling got into the house through an unlocked gate. The man told deputies he awoke to find the woman straddling his legs and dressed only in her underwear, and then felt the offender place his penis in her mouth. When he recognized who the intruder was, I wonder how long that took.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Well, once he recognized who it was, he ordered her to leave the house. When Holtling refused, he called 911. Her other arrests were for theft, assault, and public intoxication.
What a lovely woman.
Yeah.
She's been held in county jail since her most recent arrest, so.
I wonder if he finished.
She sat up, wiped her mouth, and I went, get out!
Yeah,
get
like,
out. It's
you're
you.
A criminal.
Get out of here. You've taken advantage of me. Thank you. Get out.
I would have never let you suck my dick unless I was really, 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 really drunk.
How will I face my best friend, your husband, knowing that you've sucked my dick?
Means I wonder what he did.
I don't know. How would you handle that? You woke up and your best friend's wife was going to town on your member.
Honestly, I would have went, bitch, smacked her face. I'm that kind of dude.
The type of dude who slaps.
Dude, I don't discriminate, man or woman, dude. Equality. I will smack your fucking face.
Let her finish, and then we'll talk about it. I mean, what if she's already had your dick in her mouth?
I don't know where she's been, dude. She might have dirty mouth.
Oh, man. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, she probably hasn't had any Orbit gum or anything like that.
I want her teeth to sparkle.
Right.
That's it.
Fresh mouth? So I don't know.
I'm just joking, honey.
I would be really fucking shocked, because to be woken up like that, especially if you went to bed by yourself,
right?
I'd be like, what That's the fuck has my dick?
No, I couldn't even get hard. I would have been terrified.
Well, I mean,
fight or flight kicks in, dude. You know, you actually resist shitting. Your body goes into fight or flight, dude. Adrenaline kicks in. I remember studying this in psychology or whatever. All these other secondary functions, right, including
he's
sexual.
Never woke up with a girl giving him a blowjob.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's not your reaction.
Well, I mean, I have, but it's always been when I've fallen asleep next to one. So it's like, oh, okay, it makes sense. But if you fall asleep by yourself and suddenly you woke up like that, in your head, it's like, dear penthouse forum.
Yeah.
Because that's still a thing. Dear penthouse forum, I was sleeping soundly when suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd probably have to check and see who it was. Like, oh, wait a minute. No, no.
Oh, hell no.
You can't do that.
No.
No.
You should know better.
Not welcome. Get out of my house.
You're like my best friend's wife.
Yeah. I wonder what, like I said, I want to know what he did, what the best friend did.
Do we have that information?
We do not.
Yeah.
We do not. My guess is she's just a drunk.
Yeah,
if that's possible, or he did something really fucked up too.
Yeah, that's possible too. So be like, all right, you can finish, but I'm going to have a long talk with your husband about what he did to cause this.
That's it.
By the way, men never get that pass. Men never get the, right. Oh, I went and fucked her. Oh, you know why I went and fucked her? Oh, it was because you treated me poorly last week, and I felt badly about it.
Yeah.
So this is your fault. That is not a pass that men get.
No.
There is no equality in terms of that.
No.
It does not happen. It's not okay. Not okay. You know what is okay? Shopping Amazon through the tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah, it is.
It helps support the show, and it does not cost you anything extra. Find your best deals for Christmas shopping, Thanksgiving decorations. Maybe you need something for yourself, for your significant other, for your ma, for your pa, for your cousin Adele. Whoever the fuck you need something for, you can get it at Amazon. You can get it shipped right to their door, so you don't have to haul your shit here and there, whether you're flying across the country like I am, or whether you're just driving to the Bay Area, or, you know, 10 minutes down the road. You don't want to have to deal with packages in the car and crushing the bows. Let Amazon gift wrap it and ship it right to them. It's so fucking simple.
It's the best thing ever.
Thank you in advance for supporting the show with Amazon.com through the tab at NateDarlingShow.com. And with that, it's time for, this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cool or tool, Chelsea Handler's tits. Kareem.
Tits are cool most of the time.
Sam.
Whereas Chelsea Handler herself might not be the coolest chick in the barn. I don't know, wherever. Coop. Chicken coop.
Well, she got a horse, so probably from the barn, yeah.
From the barn. I'm going to say more power to you, girl. You know what? If I can show my nips, you should be able to, too.
Chelsea Handler's tits are amazing. They're just the most wonderful roundness to them. They look fantastic. They're just a testament to either great genes or a really nice job by a doctor. I don't know which, but they look great. So, cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, memes. Memes, Sam.
Oh, I fucking hate every fucking meme that's ever been made. And that's a little prejudice. I haven't seen every single one.
No.
But I'm going to say that's toolish as it gets. They're annoying.
Kareem? I'm sorry, Sam. You weren't done?
No, I was just going to keep saying the same thing in different ways. I hate them.
You know what?
Under those circumstances.
Memes, to me, memes are a guilty pleasure. Like,
people,
there are people who like puns, but they know they're terrible. I like the occasional meme. But if you hit me up with a meme when a family member's passed away.
Oh, no.
Or somebody just got fired. Or I had a flat tire and had a really shitty day. I'm probably going to yell at you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, memes can be tool. And finally, in cooler tool, I think we're going to be unanimous on this one. Blowjobs, Kareem.
Cool.
Sam?
Do I have to be the one who says...
You can say whatever you like. It's a free country.
But if you say Tool, I'm going to look at you funny from now on.
Well, that's my tool, and it depends on who's doing it and when and where. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm going to specify receiving them.
Not giving them.
Receiving them, cool. I noticed you guys didn't do that, but that's okay. I don't judge. Blowjobs are cool. It's great. They're awesome. Careful with those teeth. But otherwise, very cool. It's a way to show you care. So that's it for Cooler Tool this time. I'm sad the lesbian doesn't get to weigh in on blowjobs. because I really would like to know where she falls on them.
Yeah.
Probably not at all. Yeah. Would be my best guess.
It doesn't fall that direction.
I don't have to do those.
That sounded just like her.
I know. I've been working on it. All right, so it's time for the part of the show where I go to the old standby for conservative thinking, Rush Limbaugh. And he sort of implied, see, here's what Rush does, and you can hear it in the way he presents it. He says stuff, and then he goes, not that I'm saying that. But he says it after he says it.
After he said it.
It would be like if I said, Diana, you're a dirty lesbian whore. Not that I'm saying that you're a dirty lesbian whore, but what if you were?
But you're not.
What are you guys doing over there?
We're looking at impossible feats. That's
Is that a meme?
I almost thought he was showing me a meme at first. It was a photo with words on it, but I think it was more educational.
Okay, let's hear what Rush Limbaugh is saying, but not really saying. About Ebola. Oh, hold on. I have music playing.
That's a funky jam.
I know.
That's
Isaac
groovy,
Hayes.
Baby. I dig it.
Real, Isaac Hayes has been playing on Spotify. So the estate of Isaac Hayes, congratulations. Thanks to us, you just got another 18 sets. Here's what Rush Limbaugh has to say about Ebola.
They say it isn't. They say it's hard to get. Obama's telling us that. The CDC guys telling us that it's hard to get. They're telling us we've got nothing to worry about. In fact, I don't know if you were listening on Friday, but we had this author. I can't remember his name now, and I wish I could. David something or other. And he actually said in his own politically correct way that we bear the responsibility for these people in Africa getting this disease, and we can't turn our backs on them because of that. He said the only reason they are there is because of American slavery. Liberia came to exist because of American slavery, and since they fled this country to escape the bonds of slavery, and they set up Liberia, if it hadn't been for us, they wouldn't now be suffering from this virus. And so we can't turn our backs on them. We are culpable. In his way of thinking, if it hadn't been for us, if it hadn't been for slavery, there might not be Ebola. Now, he didn't say it in those words, but it's inescapable, that conclusion. My point to you, Cliff, and I know that there are going to be some people smirk at this. David Quammen was the guy's name, and he's a well-known Ebola expert and has written books about it. And I'm telling you, there are oddballs. There are people in this country. Do not doubt me on this, folks.
Do not doubt me.
There are people in this country who believe what this guy said, that this is ultimately traced back to us because of our slavery, and these poor people had to leave this country because it was so horrible here because of slavery, and they established Liberia.
Kareem, you're a little bit red on this sort of information. Is there any truth to the supposition that he is putting forth?
Yes.
Okay. So you're one of those people who believes it? So I can take his word for it?
Well, Liberia was set up by freed slaves,
right,
or for freed slaves, but it still was kind of a colony for America.
Right.
Even after, because the abolitionists actually never had any intention on black people staying here.
Right.
Or Abraham Lincoln. So the idea was to free the slaves and send them back to Africa.
Mm.
That's
a nugget there.
Yeah. So every time you hear abolition talk, that's what they were talking about. They had no intention of keeping us.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've established what that was and sort of what he's talking about, let's continue.
Sierra Leone, by the way, was established by British African Americans who fled slavery there. And if it hadn't been for that,
there are no British African Americans.
A little bit of this. Make no mistake, that is leftist political correct thinking. It's always been around. The danger we have now is that we've elected people in positions of power and authority who think this or think like this in terms of this country being responsible, this country being to blame for things. And it's that kind of thinking which leads to opposition to shutting down airports from these various countries. It leads to opposition to keeping these people out of the country. How dare we? We can't turn our backs on them. They exist because of us. We can't turn them away.
Well, most of the people we'd be turning away are the aid workers who went over to help, who are just coming back home.
Let them get back to their family.
Like the crazy lady in Maine who won't stay put.
White people die from it over there.
Yeah.
But there's a little more.
Well, that means that anything that happens to anybody here because of that policy, we kind of deserve. And it's a perverted, convoluted way of thinking, and it's there. Political correctness has been around for a long time, and it's always been over there. It's always been fringe. But it isn't fringe anymore, because we've elected people to think this way.
It's I don't even know fringe. What he's saying anymore.
Well, that's the
he
idea.
He doesn't either.
He does. I encourage everybody to, every once in a while, turn on his show. Start at like the top of the hour. Because that's where you can sort of jump in and not catch it mid-thought. And just see how long you can go with it. And just it's an interesting carnival barker routine that he does, for lack of a better term. He sets up arguments in plausible ways and then says things that sort of reinforce them. Or he'll say things that are, he'll say something ridiculous. Not that I'm saying that,
right?
But what if it were true?
You have to deal with this shit all the day, every day.
So it's an interesting study. So that's Rush Limbaugh. First of all, we're not going to get an influx of people, of poor black people from Africa. With Ebola, because it's like $1,200 to get on a plane from there to here.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you go, well, you're not going to be able to fly from there to here, they're just going to lie like the guy who came to Dallas and flew through Brussels. He's dead, so, you know, he got what he deserved. But I'm kidding.
Too soon, Nate.
Is it?
Maybe not. I don't know.
But yeah. And this has like 1,600 comments on the page. The Think Progress page, but anyway. So we talked about the 10 hours video last show briefly about the lady who walked around New York City facing catcalls for 10 hours, 10 long hours to get 100 of them. So she got on average one every 6 minutes.
I mean, like, bitch, get a job. What are you doing?
And there were some of them that came very fast and furious too.
Right.
There were some that was like, dude, like all right in a row. And then, so how, I would love to see the outtakes of her just walking and nothing happening.
Yeah, I want to see the other 10 hours.
Right. I want to see the other 9 hours and 55 minutes. What was going on?
Yeah.
That was all the white people.
Those
all the white people were going, hey, baby, why don't you come over here so I can shit on your tits?
Yeah.
Who the fuck would... I don't know.
Because it was weird that they conveniently, all the white guys, they had mic problems when she passed the white guy.
Yeah, right.
Listen, when the video first came out, that was the biggest thing that stuck out to me. I'm like, these are all African American and Hispanic guys.
Yeah.
Literally all of them. And I'm like,
I was like, really? You didn't walk through Little Italy at all?
Dude, those Italian dudes can throw down some catcalls, that's for sure.
Well, exactly.
Well, the Italian people are horrible too. But either way,
but still, I'm like, you walked all over New York. You didn't encounter any Italian dudes,
because
I'm pretty sure they catcalled you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, or you didn't go by a construction site.
Yeah.
where there were, you know, it's...
It's just hooting and hollering there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And I do feel bad for women who are threatened and feel threatened and don't feel safe because they are legitimately catcalled. But the problem is when you, and we talked about this before a little bit, when you throw in things that are just like, hey, how you doing? That's not really... Yeah.
And I don't call it catcalling. I call it cold calling.
You expect to be hung up on.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, you're like, oh, shit. I'm in this spot. 50 girls walk by. If two say yes, I'll give you my number. And hey, I've got two new clients for the week.
Well, Michael Che, who's one of the new cast members on Saturday Night Live, he's the Weekend Update co-anchor. He took to Instagram. Oh, Instagram again. And immediately issued an apology. And I quote, I want to apologize to all the women that I've harassed with statements like, hi, or have a nice day, or you're beautiful. I can't imagine what that must feel like. The closest thing I've experienced is maybe when a girl recognizes me from TV and they say things like, oh, my God, SNL, 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 take a picture, take a picture. Love you so much. What's your name again? Thank you. Thank you. Wait, say something funny. But that is nothing like the harassment of having a complete stranger to tell me to smile.
Yeah.
Word.
Now, when people began to take issue with his joke, at first he kind of attempted to explain himself, saying, I think some of you are misunderstanding that post. I'm simply making fun of something that is important to a lot of people.
That's accurate.
Yeah. But instead of the site's words, not mine. But instead of apologizing for being a dick or simply letting it go, he doubled down on his douchitude and apologized for his apology.
Oh, no.
He said, I want to apologize for my last apology. Sometimes I forget I belong to all of you now, and that any thought I have should be filtered through you and receive your approval. It's tough because I'm used to taking risks and finding humor in places of discomfort, but that's all over because I have a job on TV. And if I say the wrong thing, you'll see to it that it's taken away. So next time I have a silly thought, I'll giggle to myself, keep my mouth shut, and post a picture with my arm around a more famous person I met somewhere.
Hey, I have to, you know what, props. Exactly. Double douche down, you know, given. I support what he's saying there.
It's just crazy because, like I said before, like how I'm going to tell my boy, oh, you should respect her, and he got four girls and I got none.
Well, he got some responses, including this one from at Girl Cliches. Pretty amazing you trivialized women's struggles and came off as a pompous douche. Way to make it about being famous.
How about you're dumb?
Shoot.
He got hammered by women all over. It's like.
And then I've read the comments under a lot of those stories on the video, and most of the women are like, look, most of that shit wasn't even harassment. They were like, there were a couple of things. And then you have women who look like they've been lonely for a long time. Like, oh, they harassed me to death. Like, no, they're not harassing you to death. Sometimes the guys just say hi and open the door for you just because he's being a nice guy and his father raised him right.
Yeah.
I love how someone in the comments wrote a letter to Michael Che. It said, Dear Michael Che, I know you're probably new to this comedy thing, but the actual... Yeah, he's new because he's only been on The Daily Show and Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But the actual purpose of comedy is to riff on the aggressor, not the victim. I'm wondering how you would react to bigots yelling racial slurs to you as you walk down the street and then have some comedian belittle your feelings about it. As for you being famous and having to endure fans coming up to you and yelling stuff, kindly remember that this is the profession you have chosen. Your eventual aim as the profession is to have people recognize you so you can continue with your profession. So, not the same. Also, you're alienating many potential fans with your misogyny. Many, many, many successful comedians through the years have managed to maintain their comedy standards and have had their successful careers. Good golly, even Don Rickles, the original insult comedian, without insulting and belittling the entire gender of people. Yes, Michael, women are people. Even Take My Wife, Please, comedians can riff on wives because of their role, not their gender. And their wives do not take offense because they have just as much ammunition against husbands, and everyone knows it's okay with it, and it's done with underlying affection and not malice. See Bill Burr and Louis C.K. As for your apology, that was worse than your actual statement, signifying that you were somewhat immature. I'm hoping you manage some maturity soon, or I will not be accosting you on the street.
Somebody stick a dick in her hand so she can stop typing.
Or beg you for a pic, or watch you on SNL, or attend your shows or movies, or buy your book. Also, as a black man who has more than likely endured bigotry in his lifetime, please explain to me why you're so misogynistic. Have you no empathy? Is it really trickle-down bully syndrome? Regards, not a fan.
Oh, God. I lost some brain cells listening to that.
This is a fight I do not get into.
Yeah.
And here's why I do not get into it. Because any victory is a Pyrrhic victory. Go ahead and look that up, kids, if you don't know what a Pyrrhic victory is. There are no winners in this fight.
Yeah.
If you think you won, you're going to come out so bloody that you will not survive. I go with my original statement, people of New York are terrible, terrible people, and walking around the streets of New York is a bad idea. That's why you should have earbuds in.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the solution right there. Put on the earbuds.
All 9 million of you motherfuckers, bring it on. All 9 million of you. Come on down. Come on down to Midtown Sacramento. We got a Midtown too, motherfucker. Midtown Sacramento.
Man.
That's bold.
That's right.
That Shaft theme song got to your head,
I
bro.
I just challenged the city of New York to a fight. anyway.
Oh, God.
That shit's funny.
That's the goal. All right. Well, do you remember Tucker Carlson? He was on He was on MSNBC for a while. He wore a bow tie, too.
Jon Stewart handed him his ass.
Yes, on CNN. But he's on Fox News. He's not wearing a bow tie anymore. And, well, he's calling for a special day. Because, you know, there are very various days to talk about different people and remember different things and salute things. So here's what he's thinking.
Talking about getting and encouraging the Republican Party to embrace younger voters right now because they've had this.
And they're talking about toss-ups in the Senate race.
Reaching out to the younger folks.
Right. So that you'll hear that it's been beaten into our heads. The Republicans, you're too old, you're too white, you're too male. And that is true demographically. If you look across the board, there's no doubt that Republicans have a lot of work to do. But I kept hearing older white guys of the Republican Party saying this, and I'm thinking they're missing all the good stuff. Because I've been talking to a lot of campaigns and some of the younger people, it's impressive what the RNC has done to diversify its ranks, and the communications efforts there are great. The first
they got Tory Hunter.
Republican president has done an amazing job. Alex
he's
Smith.
A Republican because he's rich.
The country. They're not going to necessarily win all the youth vote, but could they win enough to help some of our candidates, Republicans, win? I think that they could. And a lot of them also are these young people who gave up their entire summers to help older white guys get reelected, and they deserve a little credit.
We need, I think, an older white guy appreciation day. I think they've done a lot for this country. As
it's
one
coming.
Of them.
It's
I do.
Coming. I do it's think it's started.
Penicillin. That's a contribution.
Think of the Hallmark cards. That
I
we
don't know.
Write.
I want.
Thank you, Massa.
Kareem, are you down with old white guy appreciation day?
Thank you, Massa. Day.
Old white guy appreciation day.
What that is.
My grandpa's an old white guy, and I appreciate
and you appreciate him.
Him.
Yeah. He should have a day.
But they have Grandparents Day, so it's covered.
He has Father's Day, Grandparents Day, Veterans Day.
He's covered.
Yeah. I think he'll be okay.
All right. Well, I've heard both good and bad things about having a beard. This article says beards are good for you. Here's how facial hair can be beneficial for your health. Now, I had to shave because my beard I was starting to have some irritation on both cheeks.
It's a battle.
And I tried lotion, and I woke up at 3:30 one morning, and my cheeks were bright red, and they had like, it was like I was breaking out in hives.
Yeah.
And at 3:30 in the morning, I shaved. And
struggle's real.
Later that day, it was gone. So here, in light of it being Movember, or No Shave November, whichever you like, here's some of the things they claim that having a beard will do. That it stops shaving rash. Well, yeah, but it causes other things, like what I had.
You have to wait. So what you have to do is you have to brush it.
Oh, I did that, yeah.
To keep it from the hairs from going back into your face. So yes. That's what happened to you.
That's the secret, huh?
Yeah, because if you let it So like,
because it gets to a certain length and it's super uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so itchy. Like, if you let yours go like mm-hmm. 2 more days, then it would get itchy.
Yep.
But then if you let it get to 5 days, you would be fine.
Yeah. I was past 5 days. Yeah. I was over a week, mm-hmm. and yeah. it just all of a sudden just broke out in both cheeks, same sort of spot. It was weird. It supposedly helps with allergies because
he's like the non Santa.
That's true. So you're getting ho-ho nothing. apparently, facial hair can filter out dust and pollens. But I don't know that I would rely on that.
Yeah. So does nostril hair.
Exactly. They point that out, too. So let that grow.
All the time.
It can lower your cancer risk. Well, of skin cancer, where your beard is. They say it slows down wrinkles because shaving off your beard can knock years off, but a covering of facial hair can also slow down the aging process of the skin. That's according to a dermatologist, Dr. Alan Friedman. He said sun exposure is the primary cause of photo aging and skin damage, so it makes sense that if your face is covered by a heavy beard, it may well protect your skin from signs of aging. This means fewer wrinkles and a reduction in age spots, and commonly found on the face. Except wrinkles normally come in around your eyes.
Yeah.
Where your beard isn't. So nice try. Also, supposedly tame zits. Acne is caused when tiny follicles near the surface of the skin become blocked, leading to whitehead or blackhead spots. This common condition can be worsened with shaving.
Yeah.
Both a wet shave and an electric razor can easily take the tops off inflammatory comedones, as the spots on the face and neck are known, making them even more obvious. Acne sufferers may be low in confidence and low in self-esteem, especially if they've had severe acne that leaves skin scars. Scars.
So you got the SARS virus.
That's what I felt like I had. Sporting a beard may therefore give a boost of confidence to those homely bastards. And also, it allegedly reduces asthma, which affects 5.4 million people in the UK.
Now they're crossing the line.
There is a belief that facial hair might offer protection against irritants like house dust mites, which act as a trigger. But by the way, your beard is full of dust mites if you do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whose beard covers the whole opening of their mouth? How is this even possible? This is bull. I called dookie balls on this.
Have you been to a local brewery? It's everybody who works at the local brewery.
Yeah.
They're going to... they actually cover the whole of their mouth.
No, well, they've all got the long mustache and beard.
Right.
Even the chicks who work there, it's kind of weird. I don't know.
Freak shows aren't as popular these days. The bearded women
Schmans.
Work at local breweries.
So there's that. The other thing, I went to Bike Dog in West Sac. And Bike Dog, like all of the local microbrews that are around, they are family friendly and dog friendly. So they're full of dogs and they're full of kids. And I ask you this, gentlemen, is it really great that there are kids in breweries all the time?
No.
I don't understand why you would want to bring your kid there. Drink a beer at home if you've got the kids.
Yeah.
Don't get fully intoxicated to where you can't manage your children.
Yeah, and then the other part of that is, do you really want your children to see drunk assholes?
Right? Filters disappear. People say things and do things, and your children are exposed to this, and you are responsible.
Bad enough they got to see their Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim comes over.
Uncle Jim come over again.
Oh, no.
Get shit face.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they
got to be in a place full of Uncle Jims. Like, oh, I thought Uncle Jim was special. There's a bunch of these motherfuckers around.
I love the local breweries. I love the scene. I love going in and having a fresh beer that was made there with the very idea and go, oh, that is fresh. That is good. That is different. I mean, I'm drinking a beer now that was bottled somewhere back east and, you know, it's fine. But every now and then you want a nice fresh beer. So I get it. But and your dog. Why does your dog have to come everywhere?
Yeah.
Leave your dog at home with your kid. Yeah.
There's certain communities. I grew up in Truckee, that little mountain town that people drive through when they're going to Reno to spend some cash. And it's a very dog-centric world in Truckee. And you see coffee shops, bars, restaurants, people bring their friggin' dogs. That's not the standard norm throughout most of the United States or even the world.
It's getting to be. It really is. People are flying with their dogs now a lot. Because all you need is a note from a doctor saying, oh, it's a therapy dog. I have anxiety. So this is my therapy dog.
I think we've talked about that one time.
What about the fact that your dog is causing me anxiety?
Well, and there are people who are who are allergic to dogs too.
Yeah, it can be deathly ill.
You don't matter.
That's right.
You don't matter.
Only the crazy people matter.
No. That's it.
That is
squeaky wheel, baby.
Yes.
I need to get a little squeaky or something.
You're a white man. You really don't matter.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's head on down for a little Florida corner as we progress along with the show. A Hollywood, Florida woman was arrested on a cocaine trafficking charge after she admitted during a security search at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport that she was holding cocaine in her vagina. That's right. Kathy Ann Ferguson, who's 26, flew in on a JetBlue flight from Montego Bay, Jamaica, and the Broward County Sheriff was waiting there. During a secondary search, authorities said that she admitted to Customs and Border Protection officers that she had a package inside her vagina. Once in custody, she voluntarily removed the package, which tested positive for cocaine. 175 grams, or about 6 ounces. In a bond court appearance, Judge John J. Hurley said the allegations against Ferguson make it appear she was working as a drug mule, for lack of a better term. That's a quote, by the way.
I like that.
So-called drug mules are employed by drug traffickers to transport narcotics. Mm-hmm. For all of you who've never seen a movie or a TV show.
Right.
She was taken to the hospital for further medical attention before she was booked into the main jail, released on a $15,000 bond. So apparently the traffickers had money to bail her out.
Apparently.
So the lesson here is, before you buy someone's cocaine, you got to wonder whose poontang it was in first.
Well, it's probably...
somebody poontang a booty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have been dirty.
Meanwhile, Hal Kreitman, the subject of a New Times story just a few weeks back, was arrested in a sting conducted by Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers. Apparently, he's facing felony conservation charge and currently has a $2,500 bond. Now, reading between the lines of the story and the comments from officials, it seems that he was targeted after word of his alligator swims began to spread. What really concerns us was that he was charging money to have people come out and actually participate in this illegal activity. That's according to the wildlife agency. He's a very lucky man that he's not scarred or seriously injured as a result of his activities. What he did was completely against the law. See, they've been again tracking his social media presence, and then two undercover officers contacted him when he was arrested Wednesday during a swim with alligators excursion.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's also illegal.
Your cousins.
What's up with that?
They're protected.
They're going to put laws saying I can't eat that peach anymore because...
Your cousins.
If I want to swim with the goddamn gator, you better let me do it.
Don't you sue nobody if your ass get bit.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for my choices.
In the original story...
No, you motherfuckers will sue.
Yeah.
Well,
who are you going to sue? The gator?
They'd be like, oh, there wasn't a sign that said I couldn't swim with the gators.
You sue the city. You sue the landowner. You sue the state. Yeah.
Yes. Those park rangers didn't protect me from myself.
It's true.
There should be a clause written. Just, okay.
Yeah. CBS Miami was airing a special story about the alligator whisperer, which was about him. Oh, Florida, you keep giving and giving and giving. But one person who always gives for, God, 20-something years now, Mike Tyson, he's got a new animated show out.
What?
Ridiculous.
On Adult Swim called the Mike Tyson Mysteries. Okay. And he went on CNN to promote it. So here's what that sounded like. No. As he was sitting down with Don Lemon from CNN.
I can only imagine.
All right, can we talk about your TV show?
Hold on.
This is what it sounded like.
I've got so much going
chaos.
On here. So much going on here. You know, you would think after 250 shows I would have this down, but apparently not.
You got a lot of servos and whatever.
There's a lot going on. Hey, it's Diana Hong.
Diana Hong, everybody.
D Hong and the Hizzazz.
Well, look what the cat drug is.
She remembered her Hello Kitty headphones.
Yes, she did, because she means business.
She's the biz.
She means business. Hey, welcome.
Hi, what's up, guys? What's up, everyone?
We're just about ready to listen to Mike Tyson on CNN.
Wow, look at her, all sexy lesbian chic.
I know. Yeah, girl. Someone asked me at work today. They're like, I was texting, and they're like, oh, is that your boyfriend? I was like, I'm gay. He's like, I didn't want to. He's like, well, oh, you're gay, really? I was like, don't play. Like, let's all be real about this. Like, I don't want to assume. I was like, whatever, dude. Everyone's talked about it.
It's true. That's all everyone is talking about is how
Diana
gay you are.
Is gay.
Super gay. So gay. But I still be hella fly. I don't give a fuck. I look dapper. That's what my assistant manager called me.
You do look dapper.
Dapper.
Does. Her fingers look longer in that suit.
Fuck you, Kareem. Fuck you, dude.
He's got to get it all in the last couple
of
minutes.
Seriously. He's like been building this up. He's like, this bitch is not coming.
He's got 2 hours on it. Two hours pepped up. So, yes, Mike Tyson on CNN talking about his new show, The Mike Tyson Mysteries.
All right, can we talk about your TV show?
Okay, go for it.
Can I call it a cartoon instead of Super
Mario? It's an animated television show.
It's on Adult Swim. I said yes. Cartoon Network, but it's Adult Swim. Mike Tyson Mysteries. Look at it.
It says, help me. Someone at IBM must be in trouble.
Time out.
Hey, look, Diana, it's you.
Fuck you, dude. Code, at least you're being represented.
Robot. And if that's so, you should have come to me and told me that earlier. And number two, who is it that needs our help?
That's the mystery, and I'm not a robot. It says help me, see?
You do not need to hide who you are, Yang.
Yang?
I am proud of you no matter how you choose to live your life.
Shut
Let
the
your freak
fuck
flag
up.
Fly, R2-D2. Beep, beep.
For adults.
No, I said it's equivalent to Scooby-Doo meets the A-Team.
No, it's not. What the fuck is this motherfucker on?
Why are you embarrassed?
I know, because I enjoy it.
That is something that I would watch.
Is he embarrassed or not?
I would love to spend more time with you. You are an incredible guy. Thank you so much.
Well, what the hell did you put me on the show for?
Well, I put you on the show to get you on to talk about your series. We talked for a long time, actually.
Oh, no, but we talked for a long time off the camera.
The new show, Mike Tyson Mystery, airs every Monday night.
Don Lemon Fuller.
Is he calling out interviewers again? He does this every day now.
No, he was fucking with him.
Good.
He stopped. He's Don Lemon's full of shit. They started laughing. And they shook hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that other guy deserved to get called out.
The other guy.
Yeah. He should have punched him in his fucking face.
Oh, why do I miss all the good shit? This is. Yeah. Oh, I hate work.
That guy. He should have punched him in the face.
The other one was like 2 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god,
Toronto.
I just miss society then. Okay, fine.
Yeah. It
did Hef take one of those dookies?
Unless Diana stepped in something on her way in.
Did I?
I don't know. It suddenly smells like poo.
No, her shoes look clean.
Okay.
They better be fucking clean.
It's possible Hef did.
It's like $60 shoes.
In the other room. They better be. $60 shoes? Wow. That's a lot.
Oh, dude. Fuck you, dude. It's fucking Sperry's, man. That's about to. Oh, maybe they're like. Yeah, they're like $70. $60 or $70.
Sperry or S. Perry?
Sperry.
Are you questioning a shoe professional?
It's the poo smell. It's the poo smell. I'm not thinking straight.
It's strong.
So before we go to small town news and wrap the show, mentioned that stopped by to see you at work on Saturday. On a scale of 1 to 10, how close to that was making was that the high point of your day?
Like probably a 12.
Yeah,
I think you do realize that. Like I love my job so much.
good save.
It's just like, it's nice to see like people that I know. And after being treated, I like my job. I like the people that I work with. I like my job. I like the concept of my job. Good customers make my day. It's just the shitty people of the world.
They're
really. I get a lot. I almost get every single one of them for like a good like 3-4 hour like spurt. It's just shitty people, and then I'll get one, and then it's like another start of like 3-4 hours, and that's my shift.
Yeah, that could devastate your soul.
It has, which is why I have no soul anymore.
Okay.
It's for a price, and
but you've got Hello Kitty headphones. So it's okay.
Yeah, which was another breakup present. So basically, everything awesome I've owned.
Hey, at least it wasn't a rabbit again.
Okay, it was a hamster. It was a hamster.
Diana.
Fuck you!
Do you have these in a size 6? I'd like to see this and this and this in a size 6. Put them on my feet slowly.
That's kinky.
Oh my god, I've seen the most ridiculous feet, and it's not. It's not cute for anybody. And
ridiculous feet.
Oh my god, I hate people so much.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was in the mall and I'm like, because I was like, whatever, and I was near Eddie Bauer. I'm like, hey, it's Nordstrom. I should go in and see if Diana's working. And it was just sort of an off the cuff thing. It was not planned at all. And I walk in. And you're there hustling around, and I said something to you, and you came over and hugged me like you hadn't seen me in months.
I was having a really bad day.
You were that refreshing breath of air when she's been under violent currents of the ocean.
Why do you think I'm like been so miserable? Like, all I do is work. Like, today, like, I just had that customer that just took forever, and it was like supposed to be a quick thing.
You never know that you're my hero.
But yeah, and then Leslie, your friend Leslie, made my day. She got a pair of Toms, which were super dope.
Yeah, she and if her friend would have returned her call faster, she would have bought two pair.
Oh my god, Leslie's friend, you're a bitch. Answer your phone. It was fucking Saturday. What were you doing that's so important over a pair of Toms that are super cool? You know what they're called? Movember.
Oh no.
Oh, wow.
Because they grow a beard? What?
I don't know. They're like Tom's, like classic Movember print or something.
You know
that.
What it may be? They may make a donation or something like that to men's health issues or something. So
yeah. Go Tom's. Everyone should get a pair from me. Only from me. If you're shopping, Nordstrom, call me. I can do the order for you. And I still get the credit. I'm desperate because I might not have a job after January. So please.
Oh, no.
By the way, did you listen to the voicemail that I left for
no,
you?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, it's horrifically racist. I wait.
Should we play it?
Well,
no.
Don't play it.
Don't play it.
I feel like we should play it. How do I get a voicemail on this thing? We'll play it on the Wo Hong podcast.
Yeah,
we'll do that
on the show for Monday. All right, it's time to wrap up the show.
Maybe I should listen to it first.
You might want to do that between shows, and then you can decide. Where is it here? Where's the button? I forgot. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's time for this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. I am so excited. I found this website that covers news from my hometown area in northern Vermont called the Newport Dispatch.
Uh-oh.
Here's the headline. Country Radio 94.5 FM comes to the Newport area. That's right. Newport and Orleans County's first FM country music station is now playing over the airwaves on 94.5 FM. The station is playing hot new country from its studio in the WMOO-WIKE building on the Derby Road, which, by the way, I used to work at.
Yeah, you did.
That's right, because
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
It's true. The new country music radio station broadcasts from a tower in the central Orleans County, which provides a signal from St. Johnsbury to Magog, Quebec.
Wow.
Quote, "We've been getting many requests from country music listeners to build a radio station that can be heard where they work, travel, and live, that plays popular country music." That's according to president and owner Bruce James. Boo. I worked for him, too.
Over there on Derby Road?
No, I worked for him at a different place. He bought these. He said, "This FM radio station on 94.5 is the answer to their wishes." The station's call letters are WJJZ, and they call it JJ Country 94.5. The radio station continues to add programming like a two-hour classic country show on the weekend and a trivia show weekdays and a call-in request noon hour. News is handled by the CBS Radio News Network at the top of each hour because they don't want to pay somebody. That's 24 hours a day. As programming develops, JJ Country will begin its local news coverage during the first part of November. Lies, lies, lies. Weather and weather forecasts are very important to the radio station, and the station says they are committed to provide up-to-the-minute weather forecasts four times per day. Four times per day.
Don't hurt yourselves, shit.
I know. If only people had the internet. It's also tied into the school closing network with real-time current closings, as is everybody else
as
with the internet.
As long as it falls within those four times.
Right.
Exactly.
I think they mean four times an hour.
Oh, okay.
So it joins the company radio stations Magic 97.7, which I worked for when it was Magic 98.3, Kix 105.5, Moon 92, Notch 106.3, WSTJ, and WIKE in Lindenville, St. Johnsbury, Newport, and Littleton, New Hampshire.
Good God. Those are all country stations?
No, they're not all.
Okay.
We have all kinds of concert and events tickets to give away to our listeners.
I love
in
this
fact,
voice.
We had the tickets to see country music star Eric Church last week, but we weren't on the air yet. Here's my story about Bruce James. So
what?
Bruce James, who owns all of these radio stations, and here's how he built his empire. I worked in radio at the original WIKE, which was a standalone AM station between my sophomore and junior years of college. And the old general manager there pulled me in, and I had no experience, and he said, we're going to hire you. I'm going to give you 10 cents an hour over minimum wage. He goes, I know it's not much, doesn't really mean that much, but I think it's important to know that we're going to pay you a little bit more than minimum wage.
That's almost insulting.
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
Wait. The insulting is coming. So the following summer, with a full summer of experience in professional radio under my belt and another year of college radio under my belt, I go to talk to Bruce James about a job doing overnight weekend overnights at Magic 98.3. And he offers me the job after a recommendation from someone. And he goes, we're going to offer you this amount, which was minimum wage.
No.
Shut up.
Swear to God. It was, I believe it was $4.25 an hour at that point.
Oh, damn.
And he goes, we're going to offer you $4.25 an hour. And I'm like, I got paid a dime over minimum last summer. And keep in mind, by the way, let me just make this very clear to you all. It was 15 hours per week. So let me do the math for you.
You might as well pick some cucumbers.
He was telling me that extra $1.50 a week was going to be too much for them because he said, yeah, they paid you a dime over minimum wage, but they've been on the air since 1955, and we've only been on the air for 2 years. That's
what
and now he owns how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Will
eight
plague
radio
upon
stations.
All his houses.
You do realize that's probably why he owns
that's
eight
how he
stations.
Can own eight stations.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he made you, he refused that dime.
That dime bought him another station.
He's made his fortune on the dimes he refused to give to young, struggling DJs. So a pox on you, Bruce James, and all of your radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. If you want to listen to the radio there, he's all you got. He's
called a monopoly.
He's the fucking monopoly man of the Northeast Kingdom radio game. That's what he is.
Somebody go shit on his boardwalk.
It's very rare that I go into a rant during small town news.
Wow, you got heated.
There you go.
I felt the fire, bro.
It's the truth.
Dude, a whole fucking dime. How long ago was this shit? It was only like $4?
Right.
It was summer of 1991.
Oh my God, I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
So pick some cucumbers.
And you know what? I'm still talking shit about this asshole because he was too cheap to pony up $1.50 a week.
I mean, back then, that's what, an extra $30?
Cucumbers.
How much?
If you count inflation.
For the summer.
That's a half a bag of cucumbers.
So, yeah. He loves his money, and good for him.
Well,
and
shit. Yeah, if he owns eight radio stations. That's one thing I'm starting to realize is that you have to be a fucking shark to survive and make it on top, and it's really starting. I'm like really like questioning my morals in society, but I get it.
We already was questioning your morals in society.
Fuck you.
Not today. I got a headache.
All right.
Sound like my ex. No, just kidding.
So that's gonna do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Sorry to go out with an angry story about a cheap son of a bitch, but there you go.
That's why he's still in small town.
That's right. Yeah, but he owns it. He's Mr. Fucking Potter. And there's no more building and loan, Diana. There's no more building and loan. It's like George Bailey died that day.
Oh.
I feel like you're name dropping a lot of people. I have no idea who you're talking about.
That's It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
That's near and dear to my heart. If you want to brighten people's days, just remind them they're not sniffing cat dookie. Like I'm sniffing right now.
All right, that's going to do it. You're dropping a lot of names, like George Bailey. Mr. Potter, you can't take the building and loan.
No. Not the old building and loan.
Your sweet old building and loan. Good God, we missed you, Diana.
I'm like so lost.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll see you for the Well Hawk podcast on Monday. Bye. I love you.